The secretary, Simikov Zandalet, I think, surveys. So he says that the Teisves Israel can all these Hashemites. And which Teisves, and he deduces it from this Teisves. Because this Teisves says, Vim Teima, Vorov Eseiva Bifer Beis, Vi Efshal Yusichas Akeva Bledam, Vim Kein Tistei, Di Hoche Bihinon Shimon Iki Midam. So he has the Kasha against Teisves. What kind of Mikashi is it? Vim Kein Tistei, Di Hoche Bihinon Shimon Iki Midam. But if Teisves agrees with Rashi's, with the Rambam Shite, Rambam Shite, that the dam that is discharged, that Psichas HaKever, even if it's not coupled with pain, even if she is comfortable, still has a din of dam keishi and it's toyer, so maybe there is no kashi, it's not seiser, because dam keishi is not seiser. So it's a raya from the stasis. It's a raya from the stasis, the Tara says, that stasis is chelik on all these machines. And it's a big pele on the Sivritare, because the Marsho explains this Teitzves, and what the Marsho says in this Teitzves is mamesh in line with the Pashto Saloshin of Teitzves. Because Teitzves all of a sudden he emphasizes the expression, Vim kin tista d'hoche b'inon shivoni kimida. What Teitzves has to tell us, the haloche, that there is a haloche of stire, because whenever there is a din of Zayniki, that Teisves has told you that. All of a sudden, Teisves emphasizes the expression, Vim kein tista de hoche binon, shivoni kim dam. Let Teisves say, Vim kein tista. Why does Teisves have to say, binon shivoni kim dam? So the Marsho himself explains the Teisves, because Teisves agrees with Rashi. Rashi said here on top, that even though Dam Kinshi is not Seiseh, so it's not Seiseh Zion, but it is Seiseh Yemechot. And it's not on the basis of Stir as such. In regard to Dam Kinshi, so the Ramban and Rashi agree that it's not, it's just an expression Stir as Yemechot. But what it means is, because the day on which he had the Riyah of Dam Kinshi is not a clean day. It's not a clean day. So Teisves agrees with that. Here Rove says, Einus Yiseres Ve'eile. So what does it mean, Ve'eile? That every day is Eile. Even the day of the lady. But Rove holds, so Bishleim, if Rove had held that Yesh Litzichas HaKever Beloidam, so you could say that Rove has reference to a case where there was a lady without dam. But Rabbi himself says, Yevshal Yitzchak Zakeva Bleida. So there was dam on the day of the lady. So why does he say Eile? Eile has the implication. Eile has the implication that every day is Eile. So that day shouldn't be Eile. That's why Teisves emphasizes the expression, the Hoche Binon Shiva Nikimi Dam, even though it couldn't be Seiseya. It couldn't be Seiseya. And this is Dam Keishi, even if the woman was comfortable, but still, that day is not talking. Not the Teisves Shite is, that Teisves has reference to a case where the lady was in comfort. Meicha Teisves, I mean that the lady was in comfort. So that in itself is very strange. How does Teisves know that Rove has reference to a case where the yieldess was in comfort? After all, that's not the usual phenomenon. The usual phenomenon is that when she gives birth, so there is intense pain. It's possible. So why should Teisves ask a kasha? So why should Teisves ask a kasha? So of course, it's mashma like the pshat of the Marsho. And Teisves doesn't mean it should be seisa kol shivo. The Silitare assumed that since Teisves says, Vim kein tista d'hocha binon shiva nikim idam. So if there is a dam of the psichas hakever, so the mele, all the Zion yomim have to be upset, have to be nista. That's what Teisves means. Right? So I didn't see, I mean, any raya from this Teisves. The Teisves is chelik on the sheet of the Rambam and all the other sheet. The plain pshat Teisves is the way the Marsha explained. All right. Now we're up to the Gemara. Of course, it's a shleish yom. Iboyom. Sof som mizeu mizeh mao. So there is a halacha that if there was a period of shaving, how long the period of shaving has to be? So there's a machlok is annoying whether it's misles or it has to be ki leili Shabbos v'yemei. Well, that's another question. But everybody agrees that there is such a thing that if there was a period of shaving, a substantial period of shaving between the cessation of pain and the birth, so then any rias damkeishi is determined retroactively as not damkeishi. In other words, as false labor pain, not as real labor pain. I mean, how is it that we call it false labor pain? I mean, it's false, it's not false, it's true. I mean, it's intense pain. The answer is, it's called false because it's not the natural pain that accompanies birth. Because the natural phenomenon is that when a woman is ready to give birth and the baby starts dropping, so then it's the dropping takes place in the course of a relatively very short time. And the pain stops, of course, for 5 minutes, and then she again has pain. But if the pain stops for a considerable time, that means that there was a suspension in the process of birth. That's an unnatural phenomenon. So in Mele, it's called false labor pain. So, in other words, Damkeishi is toyer only when it's real. If it is coupled with real labor pain, but if the real dam is coupled with false labor pain, that's not considered damkeishi. That's not considered domo machmas lodo. Domo machmas lodo is considered when it is coupled with the natural situation. This is not a natural situation. Because what does it mean? If there is a period of shaving, it means that the process of birth started, and then somehow it became suspended for a substantial time. So mimele, the rias dam keishi that took place, so is not considered as rias dam keishi. So it's considered retroactively as regular rias dam, not a rias dam in conjunction with birth, because it did not take place in accordance with the natural process of birth. All right. So iboyo sof som mizeu mizema. Now the Mishnah says in so many words that if it is sof som. Minatzar veloy minadam. So then, it's not amkeishi. If it's sofso minatzar veloy minadam, then it's not amkeishi. Suppose that is spelled out in the Mishnah explicitly. In other words, if a woman had 3 years of dam on 3 successive days, and then in bikeishi, so that in itself could not make her into a Zodok Deile. But after that, so the pain subsided and there was a period of comfort and a period of misles or Lailo Vieim, Kishabes. And then there was birth. So then it's retroactively determined as Nadam Kesh. It's Nadam Kesh. So the Mishnah says, even though that only the pain subsided, but the flow of dam did not subside. So it's not considered amkeishi. Then the Mishnah says in so many words, suppose not only the pain subsided, but together with the cessation of pain, there was a cessation of flow of dam for a misles, and after that, the lady took place. So is she tmeo or she is tail? So there is a machleket between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina. Rav Chisda omat tmeo, Rav Chanina omat tail. So Rav Chisda says it's tmeo in both situations. Whether there was a cessation of pain for a substantial period without a cessation of dam, or even if there was a cessation of pain and of dam for a substantial period, let's say for 24 hours, and then there was a lady, so she is still mayor. Rav Chanina says, no, when is she mayor? Only if there was a cessation of pain, but no cessation of dam. But if there was a cessation of dam as well, so then she is tehor. So then there is tehor. Omar Rav Chanina, Moshe Limelech sheyotzo, isn't it a strange example? I mean, so in other words, as the marshal, so he says that where it's off so mizeh or mizeh, so he's tehiro. Why is it tehiro? Because the marshal is now when the melech comes into his city, visits his city, so he has a foreigners, the soldiers, his servants that come before him to pave the way for the advent of the Melech. So if one sees the servants, the ministers of the Melech in coming in the city, so he knows that's a signal that soon the Melech himself will be coming. So Mele, what's the marshal here? So in the case of Sofso Mizeu Mizeh, in view of the fact that there was a cessation. Let's say she had the Rias Dam Bikeshi on Sunday, she had the Rias Dam Bikeshi on Monday, she had the Rias Dam Bikeshi on Tuesday. And then let's say at 5 p.m., so before the end of the day, of the Tuesday day, so everything stopped, everything subsided, the pain subsided, the flow of dam subsided, and she had this cessation from 5 p.m. Tuesday to, let's say, till 9 p.m. Wednesday night. So there, according to Rabbi Lazar and according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is a sufficiently substantial period of shaving. So Rabbi Chanina says, and at 9 p.m. Wednesday night, which is already the Thursday day, so she gave birth to the child. So Rav Chanina says that she is tehor. She is tehor. Why? Because inasmuch as the dam stopped, let's say at 5 p.m. Tuesday, the 5 p.m. Tuesday, and there was no dam b'shev in a state of comfort between 5 p.m. Tuesday and 9 p.m. Wednesday night. So, what dam was there? The dam that she saw on Sunday, and she saw on Monday and on Tuesday. And these rears of dam on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday were coupled with pain. So, the melee, the dam that took place on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, coupled with pain, is like the forerunner of the birth. Just as here, the servants who come in, let's say a few days before the Melech, are the foreigners of the Melech's advent, arrival. So here too, the dam that was discharged on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday with pain are the foreigners of the lady. So Mimele, that dam is considered Domo Machmas Vola. I mean, we understand the longness of Rav Chanina very well, but what's the significance of that marshal? He has to mention a marshal of a melech. We have to understand that. All right. V'rafriz de'omar kolshin diboye nofish chayom espey. So he says, no, it's not analogous to the case of a melech who has some foreigners arriving in the country before him, a few days before him. Because if you consider the Riyaz Dam, the discharge of Dam on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, as the foreigners of the lady, so if there was a discharge of Dam as the signal of lady on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, how is it that from 5 p.m. from 5 p.m. Tuesday till 9 p.m. Wednesday night, there were no foreigners. Why did they absent themselves? So that's a raya, in other words, that this is not Domo Machmazwar. We have to understand what is the Machmazwar. All right. So he says, Kolchke. If this dam that emanated, that was discharged on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, are the chayoles of the lady, the foreigners of the lady, they should have made an appearance between 5 p.m. Tuesday and 9 p.m. Wednesday night. Why didn't they make any appearance? So the fact that they did not make any appearance between 5 p.m. Tuesday and 9 p.m. Wednesday night indicates that they were not the foreigners. We have to understand what is the machlokes. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. So far. Kafchiz damat meyodo yikeshufe. Kafchanine omar teiro. Kim disof soaf bin adam. Igloim yuseli damakeishi machmas vado se. Avo kisof so minatsa. Vireye dam, ikroye milse, ikano hoche, habechazi name veloi keish. Ti visof so minatsa, and reye dam, so ikroye milse, ikano hoche, habechazi name veloi keish. Alright. I would say that the machleikes, it's not a machlekes in Mitzias. It's not mistava to say that it's a machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina in Mitzias. In other words, in a case that Rav Chisda says, now the halacha, what is toya? Only dam that emanates in conjunction with the lady. That kind of dam is toya. So Rav Chisda says that in both situations, where the situation where it's also natzar v'loy minadam, so and in the situation where it's also natzar u'minadam, so the dam does not emanate as an account of the lady. As long as there was a 24-hour period of comfort, so that's a raya. That this dam that emanated on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday had nothing to do pending birth. It has some other cause. So, and Rav Chanina says, no, in the case where it's of some natzar v'loim nadam, then the dam that took place, the real dam that took place Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, is connected with the pending birth. But in the case, I mean, it's not connected with the pending birth. But in the case where it's of some natzar or minadam, there, bimtzias, it is connected to the pending birth. It's not mistaber that's the machlokes in mitzias. Because as far as the mitzias is concerned, I mean, the way I have the impression, I don't think that I have an erroneous impression of that phenomenon. So, in any case, whenever there is dam coupled with pay, a woman who is expecting to give birth very soon, so even if the woman has a substantial period of comfort, and then she gives birth, so of course, the Riyas Dam is connected with the pending birth. Why does she dam now? After all, a woman who is pregnant usually does not even have a discharge of dam. So why all of a sudden now she has a discharge of dam, and that dam is coupled with pain, and the kind of pain that is characteristic of birth. So obviously it's because the baby is pushing, so then that opens up a flow of dam. But many times there is a substantial period of shefi, of comfort, because somehow, even though usually, so the baby does not drop until the baby is ready to drop completely and emerge in a relatively short time. But sometimes, this is the natural process of birth, but sometimes, and this is an unnatural phenomenon, the baby, the process of birth begins, because when the woman has pain and has a flow of dam together with the pain, what did it show? That the baby started to drop. And so mainly the process of birth started, but then somehow, for an unknown reason, this process of birth that started becomes suspended. There is a reason. So that is called that pain that the woman has in the initial stage of the birth, which is suspended, which process is suspended for a substantial time, is called false labor pain. So memele, then it's not considered amkeish. Then it's not amkeish. But it's not a question of mitzias. As far as the mitzias is concerned, so whenever a woman has a flow of dam coupled with pain, and then the pain subsides for a long time, so it still is connected with the pending birth. But that's the aloha, that if the dam took place, what's the reason for the whole aloha, that if there is a period of shefi, so memele, the dam is not considered dam keishi, and it's considered dam shefi, it's not considered domo machmas vlodo, because in order to be considered, now we see two kinds of alohas, two kinds of requirements. One is that if the Riyas Dam Bikeshi is very remote from the birth, so then it's not considered Dam Keshi. Now, what is considered remote? Remote in point of time. What is considered remote in point of time? So according to Rabbi Yudeh, if the Dam Keshi, if the flow of Dam takes place in the 8th month, then it's considered remote in point of time. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, when is it considered remote in point of time, remote from the birth in point of time, only if it's more than 14 days prior to the birth. But if it is within 14 days less prior to the birth, so then it's not considered remote in point of time. So this is one kind of Riyas Dam that is not considered Dam Keshi, even though B'mitzias it is Dam Keshi. It is coupled with pain. Sometimes certain women, because they have a very narrow uterus, so they begin to have pain in the 3rd month of their pregnancy. And the doctors tell them they have to stay in bed until they give birth. So it's also because that pain is also connected with the pending birth. But this kind of kishu is remote from the birth in point of time. So that's not considered dam kishu, even though b'mtzias it is connected with the pending birth. But if it's remote, it has to have a certain degree of proximity to the birth in point of time. And if it is in point of time remote to the birth, so then it's not considered Dam Kishon. That's the aloha, it's not the question of mitzvahs, but that's the aloha. It has, if it is remote, what is considered remote in point of time? So according to Rabbi Yude, it's considered remote in point of time if it is not in the ninth month. According to Rabbi Yis and Rabbi Shimon, the way we passed, if it is more than 40 misles removed from the birth, from the lady, so it's considered remote. This is one kind of remoteness that is mafkia, the chalei shem dam kishon. There is another kind of remoteness that is mafkia, the chalei shem dam kishon. Remoteness not in point of time, but remoteness in the process of birth. The natural way of giving birth is that a woman, once the baby begins to drop, so then it's a quick process. So within 24 hours, the baby will emerge. But sometimes, the process of birth, I mean, birth is not something that takes place in 1 second. The process of birth begins when the baby begins to drop. As long as the baby is not, as long as the embryonic development of the fetus has not completed, so then the baby does not even begin to drop. When does the baby begin to drop in the mother's womb, ready to emerge? Only after the embryonic development is complete. So then the baby begins to drop. So the natural phenomenon is that once the baby begins to drop, and that marks the initiation of the process of birth. When does the process of birth begin? When the baby begins to drop. So naturally, when the baby begins to drop, so that marks the beginning of the process of birth, so there is no substantial suspension in the process. Of course, the natural way is that close to the giving of birth, so the woman has intense pain every 5 minutes, and then it stops. But 5 minutes later, again, sometimes it's not every 5 minutes, it's every 10 minutes. But the natural phenomenon is that once the birth process began, so it is realized, it is consummated within the birth process, is consummated within a relatively short time. What is considered a relatively short time? That means a misles, a day. And but sometimes it happens that the baby begins to drop, and the woman has intense pain continuing for a long time, and she's rushed to the hospital because the doctor thinks that the baby will be born within the day, and then she stays in the hospital for a few days, and then the doctor tells her to go home. The baby is not ready to emerge. And then the baby finally emerges, let's say 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later. Such things happen. So what has happened in these cases? That the process of birth began, and then the process of birth was suspended for a considerable time. That's the reason as to why the woman has a substantial time of comfort, because there was a substantial suspension in the process of birth. So one kind of remoteness that is mafkia de chalei shem dam kishu consists in remoteness in point of time. According to Rabbi Yude, that is if the damkation took place in the 8th month, not in the 9th month. According to Rabbi Yis and Rabbi Shimon, if the damkation took place more than 40 misles prior to the birth, that's remoteness in point of time. But there is another type of remoteness in the process of birth. So if let's say the process of birth has begun and then it was suspended for a substantial period, so then we say that this Riyas Dam is remote, not in point of time, but it's remote in point of the process of birth. It's a different kind of remoteness. So, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda, we have two kinds, two types of machlekes in this Mishnah. One type of machlekes between Tanoim is in regard to the definition of remoteness in point of time. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether the Dam Keshi was remote in point of time, remotely removed in time from the birth, or not? The criterion consists in which month of pregnancy it took place. If it took place, the Riyas Dam took place in the eighth month, so then it's considered remote in point of time. And if it took place in the ninth month, even though it took place at the beginning of the ninth month, and the later took place at the end of the ninth month, so then Al-Pidin, it's considered proximate in point of time, not remote. That's according to Rabbi Yudeh. According to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, the way we pass, so the criterion is not which month of pregnancy, whether the eighth month or ninth month, that's not important. How many days prior to the birth, whether it's 14 days or more than 14 days? That's one type of machlekes. Then we have another question discussed in the Mishneh, and there is a machlekes Tanoim and the other question, also in regard to remoteness, but in regard to a different type of remoteness. Not remoteness in the sense of point of time, but remoteness in the sense of the process of birth. So if let's say when the birth process has begun, it proceeds smoothly and relatively quickly, then that Riyas Dam is considered Doma Machmas Lodom. But it's not remote, it's proximate in point of the process of birth. But if there was a suspension, a substantial suspension and a pause in the process, so then the Riyas Dam that took place at the initiation of the process of birth, which became for some unknown reason, was suspended for a substantial time, so then that Riyas Dam is considered remote in the sense of the process of birth, not in the sense of point of time. It's two types of remoteness. So Mimele Rav Chisde says that there is halacha. There is a, you see, in the case where it's sofso min hatzar veloy min hadam, then all agree. Rav Chisde and Rav Hanine agree that if it is sofso min hatzar veloy min hadam, then it's not dam kish. Then it's not dam kish. So Rav Chisde explains it on the basis because if the dam keishi is remote in the point of the process of birth, so then it's afkoya of dam keishi. When does it have a chalish shem dam keishi domo machmas vodo? When is it considered al-pedin? Domo machmas vodo only when it's proximate. It's not remote in point of the process of birth. What does it mean, proximate? In point of the process of birth, in other words, that there was no suspension in the process of birth between the Riyas Dam and the Leil. Then it's considered, if there was no substantial suspension of the process of birth between the Riyas Dam and the birth, the final birth, so then it's considered proximate. So it has a halish and damkish. But if the process of birth has begun, and in conjunction with the initial stage of the process of birth, so there was a flow of dam, and then there was a substantial suspension or in the process of birth, and then after that suspension, the process of birth was resumed, so then the Riyas Dam that took place prior to the suspension in the process of birth is considered remote. Not remote in the sense of point of time, but remote in the sense of the process of birth. So Mimele, according to Rav Chisde, if it's remote in the sense of the process of birth, so then it's not toya. Then it does not have a chalish shem damki. Rav Chanina, apparently, he holds there is no such halacha. There is only one halacha of remoteness that is mafkia the chalish shem damki. And that is remoteness in point of time. That is mafkir halish and damkeshi. But remoteness in the sense of the process of birth, because there was a suspension, a substantial suspension in the process of birth that intervened between the Riyas Dam and the Reide, that kind of remoteness in the process, in the sense of the process of birth, is not mafkir the halish and damkeshi. Oh, so memele. He says, in the case of Sofso, Mizeu Mizeh Shisteo. But what he say? But then, so then, Rav Chisde says, Kolchti Diboye Nofish Chayol Estvei. In other words, in the case where it's Sofso Mizeu Mizeh, there is definitely a remoteness in the process of birth. Even more of a remoteness in the process of birth than in the case of Sofson Natsal Nadam. Because in the case of Sofson Natsal Nadam, how is it that even though she's comfortable, Dam keeps on flowing? What is the flow? It's of menstrual origin. When a woman is pregnant and is expecting to give birth, there is no menstruation. There is no such thing as a menstruation. So how is it that even though there is a cessation of pain, still there is no cessation of that? So that means that there is a certain diminution in the suspension. When there is a certain diminution in the suspension, if he suffers from natzar, veloy min adam, so then there is also a suspension in the process of birth. But in the case of suffering min atzar u'min adam, there is a greater suspension in the process of birth. Because you see that nothing happens now. She started to have pain, and she started to have a flow of dam in conjunction with the pushing of the baby, in conjunction with the baby's dropping. So all these two phenomena happened on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then everything stopped. So that means, why did it stop? There was a full suspension in the process of birth. A full suspension in the process of birth. So that should make it even more remote in the process of birth than the case where it's of some natzar v'loy min adam. So that's the reason as to why Rav Chisde says that in the case of Sofso Mizeu Mizeh, there is even more reason to say that she's tmeo. There is more reason to say she's tmeo. And then there is afkoe of the Chaleshem Damkeshi in the case of Sofsam Natsar Nadam than in the case of Sofsam Natsar Voloim Nadam. And Rab Chanine cannot deny it, but Rab Chanine is chelik. He is chelik on the whole thing that remoteness in the process of birth is mafkia the Chaleshem Damkeshi. There is no such halacha. Remoteness in point of time is mafkia the Chaleshem Damkeshi. If, let's say, the damkeshi took place 15 days, 16 days prior to birth, or in the 8th month, according to Rabbi Yudeh, then this kind of remoteness, in point of time, that is mafkir l'chalish damkeshi. But where there was a full suspension for a substantial time in the process of birth, that is not mafkir l'chalish damkeshi. So what? True indeed, that in the case of Sofsam Natsar Umnadam, there is a much more complete suspension, a much more thorough suspension in the process of birth than the case of Sofsam Natsar Umnadam. But according to Rav Hanine, there is no such aloche that remoteness in the process of birth is mafkia the halishim damkeshi. According to Rav Chisde, there is such aloche. There are two types of remoteness that are mafkia the halishim damkeshi. One is remoteness in point of time, the fact that it's in point of time, it's still removed from the birth, and there is another type of remoteness that is mafkia the halishim damkeshi. If there is a remoteness in the process of birth. So what constitutes a remoteness in the process of birth? A suspension in the process of birth. The fuller the suspension, the more reason there is, according to Rav Chisde, to negate the Chalishim Damkeshi. But Rav Hanine says, no, only remoteness in point of time is Mafkir Chalishim Damkeshi. But remoteness in the process of birth is not mafkir halishim keshi. So true that where it's sofso minatzar uminadam, there is even more of a suspension, a much more complete suspension in the process of birth than in the case of sofso minatzar uminadam. But that is not mafkir. So then you'll ask, so why does Rav Hanine say if it is sofso minatzar Veloy min adam, then it is mafkia de chalishim damkeshi. So the answer is, even though according to Rav Hanine, there is no such aloche that remoteness in the process of birth is mafkia de chalishim damkeshi, but if it is sofso min atzar, veloy min adam, so that means on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the process of birth has been going on. And then, so it was damkeshi. Then, on Wednesday, and even on Thursday, so there was no process of birth. It in the course of Wednesday and Thursday, and part of Thursday, so the process of birth was in suspense, but she had the rias down on Wednesday too. She kept on flowing down, emanating down on Wednesday. Now, what kind of a halishem of dam did the flow of dam, the rias down on Wednesday had? She's in comfort, so you couldn't characterize it as damkeshi. It was in comfort. So the rias dam that was discharged, that emanated on Wednesday, which was in point of time much closer to the birth than the rias dam that took place on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, the rias dam which is relatively close to birth does not have a halishem dam keshi. That is a halishem dam shefi, because it was not coupled that day. And then you'll say, but the Rias Dam that took place on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, here's a Halishem Dam Keshi. So we'll be faced with a paradoxical situation. That the Rias Dam that takes place in point of time, remote from the birth, is Dam Keshi. Is Doma Machlas Wada. And the Rias Dam that takes place relatively proximate to birth, is not Dam Keshi, is not Doma Machzlodo. That's a paradox. So Mimele, in order to avoid that paradox, so we have to say that the Halishem Dam Keshi is spoken from the Rias Dam on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Because if it wouldn't be poka, so then we'll be faced with a paradoxical situation. That the Dam, the Rias Dam she had, remotely from the birth is Dama Mahmas Lado. And the Rias Dam that she had proximate to the birth is not Dama Mahmas Lado. How is that possible? So that is That is impossible. So mele, the Halishan Damkeshi is spoken from the Riyas Dam of Sunday Monday interest. But the main machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina is whether remoteness in the process of birth per se is mafkia the Halishan Damkeshi. According to Rav Chisda, it is mafkia. According to Rav Chanina, it's not mafkia. All right. Now, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Laila v'yenkel, Shabbos v'yemeir, she'sof som na'tzav l'nadam, time in ma'tzav l'oim na'dam. Homizeh mizeh teheiro, tiyuftel Rav Chisda, omol Rav Chisda lo'im iboi, yemizeh mizeh lipneyo, di paskalu, chayoles ligamra. So then, it's hurt lipneyo. What does it mean, paskalu chayoles ligamra? If it's mizeh, loy miboy mizeh umizeh, so there is a full suspension in the process of birth. It was completely suspended. You don't see any symptoms of impending birth in the course of that mislas. Nothing that is typical of impending birth takes place in the course of this mislas. No dam, no pain, nothing, as if she hadn't been expecting it to give birth to a child. So that's called Paschal Chayoles Legamre. So Memele, since there is a complete, total suspension in the process of birth, so certainly it's Mafkir the Chalishem Dam Kishu. But Avol Minatzav Loim Nadam, so there is an impartial suspension in the process of birth. Only in regard to the pain that is symptomatic, that usually accompanies a pending birth, that was suspended. But the other symptom that usually accompanies a pending birth is not suspended. So we could say, since the suspension in the process of birth is not complete, but it's only partial, maybe it's not mafkia, this kind of an partial suspension in the process of birth is not mafkia the halishan dam kishu. Avu natzal adam, ima kehichad midam liposko, mikeishinam liposko. So, in other words, that the process of birth is proceeding, we could say. Because there are certain symptoms, a certain phenomenon takes place that is symptomatic of the pending birth, but it's the pain is absent, so that for tume balmu the nokat lo, because of a certain insensitivity. In other words, the fact that the flow of dam continues. So shows that the process of birth has not become suspended completely. Because why does dam continue to flow in the process of birth? Because as the baby pushes, so that causes an irritation in the uterus, and more dam comes out. And more. But of course, as a result of the pushing of the baby, and decided for a certain time not to push further. If the baby had decided not to push at all, more and more towards the opening from which the baby emerges, so then there wouldn't be a flow of dam either. The fact that the flow of dam continues shows that the baby is slowly still proceeding to push lower and lower to come out. But why doesn't she have the pain? Because the pushing is not so quick, it's gradual. So Memela, she is insensitive to that pain. Tumve means insensitivity. Tumve baalmenok, komashmo. Now, koshe so shleshi yom bisichal lo soyeim, visof so meisleis, vi yom dar ze yelenes bisei. Hey, chadel, I lemet ki yitong elom li sholish, bitrei mikeshi vichad bishet visak. El lao, so it's also going to say, el lavod, koshe so shleshi yom visof so meisleis, vi yom dar ze yelenes bisei. Oy, she koshe so shnai visof Harize Yelenes Bizei. So that means soft some is an isay, it's also Yelenes Bizei. With the youth of Khanine, Omlach Khanine. Loy, Laymon, Kiliktoni. Yakam Ashmon, the Afrogal, the Masko Kishi, which is she, the soft some is lays, Tmeo, La Fuke, Rab Khanine. Now let's see the Rashi. Before of Yenach and the Stein, the Gosset, the Mopshai was lays of Gosset. Die Post war eigentlich so jam. Da hast du mal die Kamoi und wir machen so aus. Wie machen wir so aus? Ich komme auf Schreiolis. Tum we Astudisha. In Insensitivity. Se, Sheino ma geshen bizarro. Mach ma shimu misachel. In ame kikotone. Schleisha bikeshi lach. Bishay fiu chon roa solom und ikul hai. Oi, ich kose schnaim bis auf so meis leis. Bishlishi na zahar loin adam. Kikotone schleisha bikeshi, mitzaslishi, 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 that made Ram assume that Rashi's pshat in Hananya is that he agrees with the shita of Rabbi Yeshua because of this Rashi. How come Ashmelon? Yeah, for God, the koshi so big sas shlish, vilu yisof so laylo v'yein kili shabbos v'yeimei. Elo laylo shnei chatzoyei itmeyo. What does it mean? Koshet b'tashlashi. She had a riyah on Sunday. She had a riyah on Monday. And throughout the Monday day she had pain. And the pain continued into the Tuesday day. In other words, the Tuesday day began at 6 p.m. Monday evening. That's when the Tuesday day began. So she had pain, that's the example Rashi mentions, till 7 p.m. Monday evening. She had pain. And then at 7 p.m. Monday evening, it was already 1 hour in the Tuesday day, so the pain subsided. And it the comfort continued throughout the duration of the Tuesday day, and it continued into the Wednesday day. Up to 7, the cessation of pain started at 7 p.m. Monday night, and it lasted, that comfort lasted until 7 p.m. Tuesday night. And then she gave birth to when did the comfort, so the comfort started 7 p.m. Monday evening, and it lasted until 7 p.m. Tuesday. And then Wednesday night, and then Wednesday she gave birth to the child. So the halacha is, according to Hananya, she's not the Yeladis Mizei. She's not the Yeladis Mizei. So he says, the koshis of b'ktsas shlishi, v'lisof so laylo v'yeim kel shabbos v'yeim mei, elo laylo shnei chtzoye yeim. What is the shnei chtzoye yeim? The shnei chtzoye yeim, that means, because it had the yeim, it had the part of the it is also part of the Tuesday day and part of the Wednesday day because she had to be mashal 1 hour. So then a lima ushnech to yeim tmeyo ulafikin rabchanin achir rabbi Yeshua the omali kol shachal kishul aliyah b'shlishi shavu. So because of this Rashi, the Ram came to the conclusion that Rashi's Pshat in Hananya is, the Rashi's Pshat in Hananya is that he is the same Shit as Rabbi Yishon. Because he says, the Koshi so Biksa Shlishi, when he sof so Lailo v'yeim, kilo Yishabes v'yeim mei, el Lailo shnech so yeim tmeo. So he emphasizes the fact that there was not, that there was not, it's lafukim in Rabbi Hananya. Why? And why is it lafukim in Rabbi Hananya? Because there was no pause of comfort in Yishabes v'yeim. That was the raya of the Ram, that the Rashi's Pshat in Hananya is like Rabbi Yishua. But the Ramban says something else. The Ramban says the Pshat in Rashi is, no, that Hananya is mentioning another halacha, that Eve, the third day, this is the day that is kiveya her as his omegmur. So this is of great significance. The Riyah B'yem Shlishi is of great significance, because the other two Riyahs are not kiveya as his omegmur. So Mele, that day, the third day, the day on which, on whose Riyah, the she becomes his omegmur, so the whole day, all the 24 hours of the third day have to be spent in comfort in order to be mafkia the halishem the kishu of the riyas. But if part of the day, of the third day, is not spent in comfort, so the riyas shlishis cannot be kaveya her as his ovid mure. So the mele, so when will she become his ovid mure? So she'll have to have three new riyas in order to become his ovid mure. So in other words, if, let's say, she had the riyah bekeishi on Sunday, she had the riyah bekeishi on Monday, she had the riyah bekeishi on Monday, and she had 1 hour of keishi, of pain, she had in the Tuesday day. The pain subsided only at 7 p.m. Monday night. And Monday night. So Mele, since 1 hour of the third day was spent Bikeshi, not Bishefi, so that day, that the Riyan, that day, part of which was in pain, she was in pain, cannot be Kaveya as a Zovid Moed. That's a new aloche, according to Rabbi Hananya. It's a new aloche that in order to be mafkia, the halei shem dam keishi, so the day, the third day, on which the riyah is to be keveya as his oveg mure, has to be spent exclusively in comfort. But if 1 hour, or even half an hour, even 1 minute, of the third day is spent in pain, so Mamele, the riyah of that day cannot be kaveya as his ovid mure. So Mamele, according to Hananya, according to Ramban's Pshat and Rashi, so suppose if she had riyas dam keishi on Sunday, riyas dam keishi on Monday, and then she had keishi 1 hour on the Tuesday day, until 7 p.m. Monday night, she was in pain. And then it subsided at 7 p.m. on the night, and it lasted until 7 p.m. Tuesday night. Suppose it lasted until 9 p.m. Wednesday night. And then at 9 p.m. Wednesday night, she gave birth to a child. She certainly had a period of comfort, not only of 24 hours, but more than 24 hours. And in that is included, in that period of comfort, intervening between 7 p.m. Monday night and 9 p.m. Wednesday night. So you have 50 hours of comfort. 50 hours of comfort. So you have, within those 50 hours, you already had Lailo V'yeim, Kishamis, Kilil Shamis V'yeim et al. And the birth took place 9 p.m. Wednesday night. So according to Hananya, the way the Ramban explains Rashi, according to Rashi's Pshat, Hananya, the way the Ramban explains it, even if the birth took place 9 p.m. Wednesday night, after a period of 50 hours of comfort, And in that 50-hour period, you also had a period, a misles, kilele Shabbos v'yemei, of comfort. So still, she's not in the letters b'zeif. She's not made. Even if the lady took place after 50 hours of comfort, at 9 p.m. Wednesday night. So when will she be in letters b'zeif? If there will be three new rias b'sheifei. Three rias b'sheifei. In other words, a ria b'sheifei. A ria b'sheifei on Tuesday, and the ria b'sheifei on Wednesday, and the ria b'sheifei. A ria b'sheifei on Thursday, and then after the three new rias b'sheifei, she'll give birth to a baby. Then she'll be, let us be safe, she'll be male. But if there are no three and the nurias b'sheifi, so according to Hananya, even so as long as 1 hour of the Tuesday day, was spent in Tzar, so even if she'll have a period of comfort from 7 p.m. Monday evening till 9 p.m., till 10 p.m., till midnight, so I mean, or 50 hours of comfort, or 52 hours, or 53 hours. And then, after the 50-hour period of comfort, she'll give birth to a child, she will not be me. She'll not be let it be safe. Unless, on Wednesday, she'll have a Rie B'Sheifi. And on Thursday, she'll have another Rie B'Sheifi. Not in pain. And then, after all these 3 years, but of course, even though the Ramban says that you need 3 additional years, but the year of Tuesday certainly can be mitzuref. In other words, the year of Tuesday can be mitzuref, can be considered as the first 3 years of the new 3 years. So, if she'll have a year b'sheifi on Wednesday, and the year b'sheifi on Thursday, and then on Thursday, after all the 3 years b'sheifi, in a state of comfort, she'll give birth. Let's say she'll have a ria on Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. She'll have a ria b'sheifi on Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and after that, at 10 o'clock in the morning Thursday, she'll give birth to a child. Then she'll be letters b'zeif on account of the new series of 3 rias and b'sheifi, but this third rie of the initial series cannot be kaveya as his own. So it's a new aloha. So the Ramban says, even though Rashi mentions v'lisof solayim v'yem kili shabbos v'yemei el olayim shnechotei yentei meyo, so Rashi mentions that, in other words, that Hananya does not commit himself on the shaila between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, whether the period of Sheifi is constituted by 24 hours or it is constituted by 24 hours that starts with 6 p.m. and ends at 6 p.m. I'm mentioning 6 p.m. because in an equivalent day, so it coincides with Leila Shabbos V'yei. That's why I mentioned it. So he doesn't want to commit himself. Hananya is just expressing a new aloha. And he doesn't want to commit himself on the other question. So Rashi says, Hananya can agree with Rabbi Yeshua too. He can agree with Rabbi Lezer, he can agree with Rabbi Yeshua. He doesn't commit himself on that question. But whether he agrees with Rabbi Lezer or he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, but there is an extra requirement according to Rabbi Hananya, that the third day, the day that is, and the Huzriye is keveya her as his ovek mura, as his ovek dele, so that day, in order to become Yeledes B'zeif, to become Tmeyo, and in order to be Mafkia, the Halishem Damkeshi of the previous Riyas, so that day must be spent exclusively in comfort. But if 1 hour of the third day is spent in pain, so the Mele, that day is Mufke of being Kaveya her as his Ovidele. So how can she become his Ovidele? Only if it will be 3 additional years B'Sheifi. But of course, the Riyah on the third day can be considered as the first Riyah of the second series of Riyahs. What is that? What is that? No, that even though, I mean, it was not Mikeshi, I mean, and then even if it will be Mikeshi, suppose the Riyah on Tuesday took place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. while she still had comfort. She still had comfort. And then at 7 p.m. the pain subsided. I mean, while she still had pain. Suppose the Riyah of the third day took place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Tuesday, on Monday evening. And then at 7 p.m. the pain subsided. And then she was in comfort. She was in comfort. She was in comfort. So the whole day of Tuesday and the whole day of Wednesday and the whole day of Wednesday, and then on Thursday she had also a Riyah, and let's say, and she was in comfort, and then she had birth after the Riyah, that on Thursday that took place in comfort, and then she gave birth, so then she'll become a Zabudera, even though the Riyah of the third day took place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Because we have a new series of three Riyahs, and even though the first Riyah in the new series of the three successive Riyahs on 3 days was Bikeshi, but there was certainly a period, so there was certainly a period of comfort. I mean, the whole day, but of course, since the third Riyah in the second series is on Thursday, so then, in order to become Yeledes Bezeiv, so she'll have to be in comfort for the duration of Thursday. And then only the Lady will take place after 6 p.m. Thursday evening. So then she'll become Zohar Gemura. Even though the first Riyah of the second series of three Riyahs took place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. and 7 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Monday evening. But she'll only become Zohar Gemura if she will be in comfort for the whole duration of Thursday, and the Lady will take place after 6 p.m. Thursday. All right. Now, so the Ran mentions that Rashi explains Hananye, that Hananye agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, then he's Masikan Rashi, and then he explains Hananye in the same way as the Ramban explains Rashi. Except that the Ran assumed that Rashi didn't explain it that way. Why did the Ran assume that Rashi didn't explain it? Because of this Rashi, Kelele Shaber Yemei. But the answer is that he's not, that doesn't mean anything, this Rashi. This Rashi only points out that Hananya can agree with Rabbi Lezer and he can agree with Rabbi Yeshua on the question as to whether the period of comfort is constituted by any 24 hours or dafke by 24 hours that begin from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. He can agree with anyone. He can agree with Rabbi Lezer, can agree with Rabbi Yeshua. What he's mentioning in the halacha, yes.
If Rav Hanina saw a similar law, is anyone calling on that?
What? No, excuse me. No. This has nothing to do. Rav Chisda and Rav Chanine, that's Rav Chanine and Ameire. And this is Chanine or Hananye, the Tani.
Okay, well, would anyone be called? Is anyone called like Hananye
said?
According to Shahat
of the Ranam? No. It seems, from the Rishenim, it seems that the other Tanoim are here with Hananye's din, because that's a new aloha. They don't mention it. But even though the other Tanoim are chilik on Hananye, but all the Rishenim that I know pass on Hananye's
day. But all the other Tanoim would hold.
From the Rishenim, it appears that the other Tanoim who don't mention this din is achilik. Then this Mishneh is certain. The Gemara says it's chilik on Hananye. Hananye here it says Hanine. And there the Roshni is Hananya, you see, I mean.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. I mean, it's here, even though it says Hananya, but it means Hananya. Hananya is really the name of the Ameire who is Chelik HaRav Chisda. In regard to the case of Shofsam Yatzar Umnadab.
Okay, but according to those other Tanaim that are calling on Hananya instead here.
So then there is no such aloche that the third day has to be spent exclusively, all the 24 hours, in comfort.
No, as long as there's some.
So, as long as there is a cessation of pain for 24 hours, or Lilo Vieim, Kilei Shabbos Vieim, even though part of the third day is spent in Tzar, so still, she can still become Izolek Deire. And it's Mafkir Chalisha Dankish. That's a new aloha. It's not this war, it's a new aloha. All right. Kamu yikishu yo, Remeir Emeir. So what does Remeir say? Kamu yikishu yo, Remeir Emeir, afu abo v'chamishim yeim. You see, again, I mean, I want to point it out because this is very important to know. We have two kinds of machlekes in this Mishnah. One kind of a machlekes in the Mishnah is in regard to remoteness in point of time. So we have three tanoim. Reb Meir says, Arboim Chamishim Yeim is the criterion whereby we determine whether it's remote or not remote in point of time. And Reb Yudeh says, the criterion consists in the fact that it's in the ninth month, that then it's not remote. If it's in the eighth month, so it is remote. And it doesn't matter how many days it's removed from the birth. It only depends on the question as to whether the damkishu took place in eighth month, ninth month, and according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, remote, the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's remote in point of time or proximate in point of time, it consists of 14 days, shtei shavuot. So if it is within 14 days, removed from the birth, so then it's considered proximate in point of time. If it is more than 14 days removed from birth, so then it's considered remote in point of time. But then we have another machlekes. Then we have the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, which relate not to the question of remoteness in point of time, but remoteness in point of the process of birth, whether there was a suspension in the process of birth or not. All right. So here, the mayor says that what constitutes remoteness in point of time, if it's more than 40 days or more than 50 days. So the question is, Monefshech, if 50 days is considered proximate, so 40 days certainly is considered proximate. So why do you say Chamishim or Aboim? Omar Afrida Loi Kashi. Kan Lechelo, Kan Lebrio. If she's a weak woman, a sick woman, so then it's considered remote in point of time. It's considered proximate in point of time, even if it is within a 50-day period of the birth. Because for a sick woman, so the process of birth is much more slow than in a strong woman. But if she is a strong woman, a healthy woman, so then the limit of proximity in point of time is 40 days. All right. Omer Ablaim. Now, here the Gemara mentions a machlekes, a very basic machlekes, between Reb Levi and Rav. Omer Reb Levi, in Avad Mitayr al Yomim Moruim Liz Ben Zovo, V'Rav Omer Afilu B'Yomim Moruim Liz Svira Zovo, Omer Avad Omer Rav El Taim Ed Rav, Afilu U'Yomim Moruim Liz Svira Stira Zovo. Now, the main pshat, there is more than one pshat in that Gemara, but the main pshat, the pshat by most Rishonim, is the pshat of Rashi. So, in Avlad Mitai, El Yomi Moroin Lid Ben Zov, Dain Yidal of Yem Shebe Nidil Nide, Avro Asachin Miyo Nide, Kedom Alil Be Minide Nide. Now, the Aloch is that if a Yildes is dam, Kenshi, dam with pain, coupled with pain, we may need a, so then she becomes naked. She becomes a needle in her eyes. If she sees we may zove, we may zive, so then she stay on. What is imezive? Yudalafim shebinidalinid. So the Yudalafim, the 11 days following the 7 days of nidus, of actual nidus, is considered imezive. That's aloch lemishim Sinai. But this aloch lemishim Sinai is completely based upon the mitzvahs. I mean, you can ask any obstetrician. So he'll tell you that if a woman menstruates, so some keep on having a flow of dam for 3 days in succession when they have the period. Some have a flow of dam for 5 days. And some women, even though it's not so usual, will have a flow of dam for 7 days. But if a woman, whenever she gets a period, has a flow of dam for 8 days, more than 7 days, then it means she's sick. She has to see a doctor. Every doctor will tell you that. Why? So that's the aloha. Yudalef yeim, shebinido linido, it's aloha l'mishim Sinai, but that's based upon the mitzvahs. As the Ramban explains it, because the Torah calls zove beloye is nidos. In other words, when there is something wrong with her, it's not regular. So, if a woman does not have a regular period, she doesn't have a veset kavua, so that's not considered an abnormal condition. Because that's normal for certain women not to have a veset kavua, and certain women have a veset kavua. But a woman who does not have a veset kavua, sometimes she'll see every 29th day, and sometimes she'll see every 28th day, sometimes she'll see every 22nd day. She doesn't have a regular cycle. She has a new regular cycle. But that's not abnormal, that's not pathological. But if a woman will sit down when she has a period for more than 7 days in succession, so that this is symptomatic of an abnormal condition. So the Torah calls it beloye is nidosa. So now, so in other words, so if a woman had the period, let's say on the first of the month, and then she'll have dam on the eighth of the month again, it's an abnormal condition. So if she'll have a riyas dam on the ninth of the month, after she had an initial riyas dam on the first of the month, it'll be an abnormal condition. And you can ask a doctor, he'll tell you, if a woman had a riyas dam on the first of the month, and then she'll have a riyas dam again on the second of the month, that's very normal. Even on the seventh, it's normal. If she'll have another riyas dam on the eighth of the month, it's not normal. If she'll have another riyas dam on the 15th of the month, it's not very normal. And if she'll have another riyas dam on the 18th of the month, the doctor will tell you it's not normal. But if a woman will have the initial riyas dam on the first of the month, and then she'll have her period again on the 19th of the month, you'll ask a doctor, he'll tell you, that's normal. Some women have a cycle of every 19th day. But if a woman has a cycle every 18th day, there is something wrong with her. So this is Aloch Lameshim Sinai, but it is based upon the Mitzvahs. And why is it based upon the Mitzvahs? I'm not trying to give time at all, Chas V'Sholem. But here, the Aloch of Zivus is the Torah calls Beloye is Nidoso, so the Ramban says. This is the essence of the deal. In other words, Zivus depends upon the fact that it's Beloye is Nidoso. So the Yudalef Yeim Shebinido Lenido, it's Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai, like every other Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai. But this Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai is based upon the Mitzvahs of Beloye is Nidoso. So Mimele, if a woman was actually a nido, so then if she sees dam in any day of the 11 days following actual nidus, so then she becomes a zovektani with 1 riyah. 2 riyahs, also a zovektani. 3 riyahs, having 3 days in succession, so she becomes a zovedele. So the Yudalef Yeim have reference to which Yudalef Yeim? Yudalef Yeim, I mean, let's forget the Shittas Rambam. Shittas Rambam is a Shittas Yochet. I mean, But the shita of all the other rishayim. So, which yudalef yeim is considered as yimei zivo? Only the yudalef yeim that follow immediately upon actual midus, not potential midus, but actual midus. So Omer Ablevi in Avlad Mitayer lo yomi mohuyin liiz ben zov. That means if she had dam keishi in the yudalef yeim following immediately actual the seventh yeim of actual midus. In other words, if she did sit down, let's say 7 days before, and then on the eighth day, and she became an Eno, and she was expecting to give birth to a child. So sometimes it happens that she has a rias dam. So, and then on the eighth day, after the initial rie that she had, so she again had a rie, so that means that's the first day of the Yudalef Yeim that follow actual nidus. So if she sees Dam Keishi on the eighth day of the Rias Dam Nidus, so then she's stable. She doesn't become Izolitani. Suppose she again sees Dam on the ninth day, she's still Teo. She again sees Dam Keishi on the tenth day. The tenth is of the initial riyah that made her a nidah. So she's still Teo because it's Dam Keishi. She sees Dam every day in the 11 days, on the 11th day, 12th day, 13th day, up to the 18th day. She does not become a prayer. So Reb Levi says, "In avlad mitayir al yomi moruin liiz b'mzov." But suppose she saw dam nido on the first day, and she became a nido, because b'mei nido so dam keishi is tmeo, and then on the eighth day she saw dam keishi, she did not become izolektani. She saw on the ninth day, on the tenth day, she did not become izolektele. And she kept on seeing every day, within the 11 days, following actual news, until the 18th day, she saw Dam Keishi. So she did not become Izoven. She did not become, she's still there. Then on the 19th day, she also saw Dam Keishi. So Rav Levi says, she becomes an Izoven. Becomes an Izoven. Now, doesn't Rav Levi Shite corroborate the Shita of Rambam that in the Cheshbon of Yemei Ziva and Yemei Nida it's an even Cheshbon 7-11, 7-11? No, it does not in any way corroborate the Shita of Rambam. Because when does the Rambam of the other Rishayim say that once a woman became Izova, so the Yemei Nida cannot commence unless this woman has successfully realized the count of Zayin Nikin, that is, if she did become Izov. So that's the aloche, that if she becomes Izov, and she has to start counting Zayin Nikin, so the Nido cannot commence unless she successfully has realized the count of Zayin Nikin. But if she hasn't successfully realize a count of Zayin Nikin, so Mimele, the Yeminido, the commencement of the Yeminido is suspended until she successfully realizes a count of Zayin Nikin. That means if she became an actual Nido on the first of the month, and then she saw Dam on the eighth of the month, so she becomes a Zobiktan. So let's say she saw Dam on the 18th of the month. So she becomes Izovektan. And suppose she saw on the 8th of the month, she saw Dam, after having an initial E on the 1st of the month. So if she saw Dam on the 8th of the month, so that is the first day of the Yudalef Yeim, immediately following actual midus. So she becomes a Zobek Tani. So she has to count, she has to observe the ninth of the month, as a yeim shimo keneged the riyah of the eved. And then, so she did observe it, and then, so on the eighth of the month she saw she became zavutane, so she observed the ninth day, and then she didn't see on the 10th and the 11th, the 12th, the 17th of the month, the 18th of the month, and the 19th of the month, so she again saw that. So then she becomes a needle again. But suppose she saw dam, on the first of the month, she became a needle. She didn't see any dam on the 8th and the 9th, and then on the 16th and on the 17th, and on the 18th of the month, she had 3 riyas in succession. So on the 18th, there's the riyah shlishi, she becomes his other daily. And then she has to start counting Zayinikin. And then on the 19th, she again sees down. So she doesn't become, according to Rambam Shiteh, she will become a nidor over and above his other. But according to the Ramban and all the other Rishonim, she doesn't become a nidor. Because since she became his other daily, but for the 3 years on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, so the Mele, she is required to count 7 clean days. So the Mele, the commencement of the Yimei Nido is suspended until she will have counted Zaynikin. Since she became required and with the Riyah of the 18th, that was the third Riyah, Zizomik Dele, so she has to start counting the 18th from the 18th, she became Izomidele on the 18th, so she has to start counting on the 19th, Zaynikin. So in other words, she has to count from the 18th up to the 25th inclusive. So the Mele, the Yunide cannot begin until the 26th. But if she sees them on the 19th, so then it doesn't make her a nidor, but that means that she didn't start counting Zaynikin. So then she has to start counting Zaynikin with the 20th. And if she succeeds in counting from the 20th up to the 26th inclusive Zaynikin, and then on the 27th, she'll see Dam, she'll become a nidor. But suppose she starts counting on the 20th, and then the 20th is clean, the 21st is clean, 22nd is clean, the 23rd is clean, the 24th she sees Dam, so again it says here. So then she has to start counting Zaynikin from starting with the 25th. So she'll have to start counting from the 25th up to the 31st inclusive. And if she doesn't have any riyas dam from the 25th up to the 31st, so then she, if she sees dam on the 32nd, so she'll become a nidor. This is the cheshbon in a woman where she did become nidor. But in this case, we have a special situation, because even though she saw dam on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, up to the 18th, all the 11 days of the Yimei Zivo following actual nidus, and each day of the 11 days she saw dam, keishi, but she didn't become Izor. So Rab Levi says, if she sees dam on the 19th, it's already Yimei Nido, and then she becomes a nidor. We don't say she is Teiro because it's Dam Keishi Yimei Zivo. Even though generally we say that if a woman saw Dam on 3 days in succession, so she became Nizor Dele. So that suspends the commencement of the Yeminide until she will have successfully counted Zaynikin. That's in the case of an ordinary woman who sees Dam on 3 successive days. in the Yemizivo. So she becomes his Ovo. So that suspends the commencement of the Yemizivo. But in this case, when she saw Dam and 11 days in succession, but she saw Dam Keishi, she did not become his Ovo. She did not become his Ovo. So Mimele, on the 19th day, the Yemenido again begin. This is what Reb Levi says. So it's not that Reb Levi is chilek on the sheet of the Ramban, but the Reb Levi says the sheet of the Ramban, that is the sheet of all the Rishonim except the Ramban, has no application to this case. The sheet of the Ramban has application to a case where the woman does become mayor as a result of 3 years and 3 successive days. But in this case, where she had 3 years and 3 successive days in the Yemizivo, even if she had 11 years and 11 successive days, but then on the 19th day she has a Rio, so that's already Yemenido. So Bimenido is Meio. This is what Reb Levi says. V'Rav Omar, afu miyomi mo'uin l'sfira zoro. So Rav says, in view of the fact that the halacha is, in general, when a woman says 3 years in the Yemei Zivo, in the Yud Alef Yei, so she becomes his own. So that suspends the commencement of the Yemei Zivo until after she will have counted Zaynikim. Why does the halacha say that? After all, the whole halacha of Yemenido and Zivo is based upon the mitzvahs of Eis Nidoso or Lo Eis Nidoso. So the Zayin Yomer of Yemenido is a natural phenomenon. The Yud Alef Yeim of Yemei Zivo is Lo Eis Nidoso. It's not a natural phenomenon. And as far as the mitzvahs is concerned, so it's the same phenomenon. When only there is a Gzeres HaKosuv, the Dam Keishi Yemei Zivo is Teo. Dam Keishi Yemei Zivo is Teo. But if there hadn't been a Gzeres HaKosuv, the Dam Keishi Yemei Zivo is Teo. And suppose the woman would see Dam every day of the Yud Alef Yeim, every Yud Alef Yeim, and then she would see Dam on the 19th day. So would it be considered as Yemenido? No. So Mele, even in this case, where she did not become his Ovedeva, but that's because of his special Zasakoso. Not that the Mitzias is different. So whatever the Torah says in regard to a woman who sees Dam on 11 days in succession, on 11 days of the Yemei Zivo in succession, that on the 12th day, or the 19th day, I mean, is the 12th day as of the first day of the Yemei Zivo, is the 19th day as of the first day on which the initial Ri of Dam took place. So a woman in general, if she sees Dam and all the 11 days in the Yemei Zivo in succession, so then on the 12th day when she sees Dam, it will not be considered as seeing Dam in Yemei Nido, because since she saw Dam on all the 11 days in succession, so she became a Zove and she has to count Zayinikin, so that suspends the commencement of the Yemei Nido until after she will successfully have counted Zayinikin. So Mimele, even in this case, where she did not become Izove, but she did not become Izove, not because of any difference in the mitzvahs, because of his special Zasakoso, the Dam Keishi is Toya. So Mimele, the same Zasakoso that applies to it, that would apply if there hadn't been this Zasakoso, the Dam Keishi is Toya, applies even now that she is there. So Mimele, Rav says, "Afu liyomim oruim nisfira zovo." Omer Rav, "Ani b'Ravi, u'tai mid Rav, afu liyomim oruim nisfira zovo." So that means, according to Rav, so if a woman started to see Dam Keishi in Yemei Zivo, then so even if the Riyas Dam keeps on taking place every day successively, so it's considered she's still taking. So when can we visualize the halacha that Bimei Nido she's Meo only if it started, if the initial Rie was Bimei Nido. But if the initial Rie was what took place Bimei Zivo, so it can continue, so it'll have a din of Damkeishin to be Toya, even if it continues successively and indefinitely. Why? Because if there hadn't been the Xeras Akos of the Damkeishin Stoya, so then this woman would have the potential of maintaining the Yemei Zivo indefinitely. So because of that, even though now she did not become Izove and she couldn't become Izove, but without the Xeras Akos of, she could become Izove, and then potentially she could maintain this Yemei Zivo indefinitely, suspending the commencement of the Minido, so indefinitely, so Mele, even in this case, where there is Xeras Akos of she stay off, so it's also suspended indefinitely, according to Rav and Rav Alebrav. Now let's see the Rashi. In about me tayo yom rum ni bezo da in auf jeschen ni nido a wo sa khe ni nido ki no mi ni ni nido a fiom mo ni sira zivo ki ni sra ke shi me azivo tevin kon mi zivo vi shiva khe do basa zivo shaykh vi khos ra khol mi dosa mi zivo so yos ke ra an na me koi a wo a khashi bo mi ar khme yo nido that means without the supplement of rav la khashi bo mi ar khme nido but because of the supplement by rav because of the supplement, I'm sorry, by Rava de Barave, so then, Ultime the Rav, Kingdom Rav, Anachyom, and Shaykhim, as Azivo, Targin, Rachman, and Keishi, Afyomim, Horuin, Lisfira, Stirazovo, Mizivo, the Lelo Mitero, Achetishpe, Shall call your mail, Ruin the Kach, Shintis, the Shisha, Vitiras, Serezaki, Vinimzo, Hayomim. What time?
12:27.
אף יום מאורים זיו עשתי עוזר, אבל במייזים עוד אולי לא מיתרו, עד שתשפה, שעל כל יום מאורים לכך, שאם תספר שישה ותירה סיסר הסקר, ונמצאו היום עם הבו עם רואים לסבירה, והוד איתני במי נידו נידו, היכד אסחל קשי במי נידו, אבל אסחל במי זיו, כל מה שיריך הקשי תהיו. אבל. אם הם משתמר, אז נגיד, הבו עם 50 יאים, בישלים אל רב, משכח אסלי, כרבה לברב.